USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tons of rain has caused flooding in Texas and Louisiana. Patrick Burke of the National Weather Service says river levels will remain high this week.
One of the big weather stories that's going to continue for a long while now is all of the flooding along the major rivers. The whole length of the Mississippi River is essentially in flood stage now, and other tributaries out towards the Missouri River and places in East Texas. That will take a long time to drain.
Chairman Adam Schiff of the House Intelligence Committee says that Congress must fight to preserve its oversight rights before the judicial branch, pushing back against the White House's efforts to block them.
They're just stonewalling. They want to draw this out as long as possible, and we're going to fight it. We are fighting it.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A portion of the Houston Ship Channel has been reopened after a collision between a 755-foot tanker and a tugboat that was pushing two barges. John Clemens reports.
The Houston Ship Channel has been reopened to one-way tow traffic only. Greg Bierman, a spokesman at Unified Command, tells us one of the vessels carried 25,000 barrels of a gasoline product called Reformate.
There was significant damage to one of two barges. Only one of the two barges has actually released product. The other barge is thought to be completely intact.
At the time of the collision, there was a queue of 33 vessels inbound with 27 outbound, with 91 vessels stationary called Anchorage.
Western Panama was hit by a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered about 30 miles northwest of the coastal city of David. At least one person was injured, and some of the buildings there were damaged. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An actress and model from the 60s has passed away. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
That's from the late 1960s Mod Squad series. Star Peggy Lipton played a hippie cop, Julie Barnes, on the show from 1968 through 1973. The series, which co-starred Michael Cole and Clarence Williams III, dealt with issues such as domestic violence, abortion, police brutality, the Vietnam War, and drugs. Over five seasons, the series earned Lipton one of the It Girls of her time, four Emmy nominations, and a 1971 Golden Globe Award for Best Actress in a TV Drama. In 1990, Lipton returned to acting in what became her most enduring role as waitress Norma Jennings in David Lynch and Mark Frost's cult TV series Twin Peaks. She also had recurring roles on TV shows like Popular, Alias, and Crash, and appeared on her daughter's comedy Angie Tribeca, as well as on the TNT drama Claws. Lipton died at the age of 72 after a battle with cancer. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first trip to Russia. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pompeo expected to arrive in Russia on Monday to meet with President Vladimir Putin and his foreign minister in Sochi on Tuesday. The trip coming less than a month after Special Counsel Robert Mueller released his report detailing extensive contacts between the Russian government and the Trump administration, though finding no evidence of a conspiracy to interfere in the election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.